Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a man, Barry, and his daughter, Elizabeth. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Well, I think I'm glad we moved out of London, Elizabeth. It's been 4 months now, hasn't it?
We moved out in February, Dad, and it's August now.
Really? I suppose time passes quicker when you are more relaxed.
It's too relaxed for me, though, Dad. I've had to change schools and it's taken me so long to make new friends.
You have lots of friends now, though, don't you?
Yeah. But they think going to the cinema is the most exciting thing to do.
Well, I still think it's the best thing for us. Your mother and I were always worried about how unsafe London has become. There are so many problems at the schools. Violence, drugs and gang culture.
You're exaggerating a little, aren't you, Dad?
I don't think so. The police were called to your school a number of times.
Well, I want to go back when I'm old enough. London has the best drama schools in the country, and it's a logical place to be to get into the theatre. I will look after myself, though, Dad.
Well, for now you can concentrate on your school exams. You'll be able to work a lot harder without the problems and distractions of going to school in London.
Don't worry, I'm perfectly focused on my exams. I'm not going to let sports or drama get in the way.
I know you won't. How are things going with the basketball team?
It's the volleyball team I'm playing for. Don't forget, you and Mum promised to come and watch me on Saturday.
Don't worry, we'll be there. We expect you to score lots of points.
Well, I am taller than every other player, except the captain. I'm not sure how tall the other team will be, though.
I'm sure you'll beat them anyway.
Now listen again.
Well, I think I'm glad we moved out of London, Elizabeth. It's been 4 months now, hasn't it?
We moved out in February, Dad, and it's August now.
Really? I suppose time passes quicker when you are more relaxed.
It's too relaxed for me, though, Dad. I've had to change schools and it's taken me so long to make new friends.
You have lots of friends now, though, don't you?
Yeah, but they think going to the cinema is the most exciting thing to do.
Well, I still think it's the best thing for us. Your mother and I were always worried about how unsafe London has become. There are so many problems at the schools. Violence, drugs and gang culture.
You're exaggerating a little, aren't you, Dad?
I don't think so. The police were called to your school a number of times.
Well, I want to go back when I'm old enough. London has the best drama schools in the country, and it's a logical place to be to get into the theatre. I will look after myself, though, Dad.
Well, for now you can concentrate on your school exams. You'll be able to work a lot harder without the problems and distractions of going to school in London.
Don't worry, I'm perfectly focused on my exams. I'm not going to let sports or drama get in the way.
I know you won't. How are things going with the basketball team?
It's the volleyball team I'm playing for. Don't forget, you and Mum promised to come and watch me on Saturday.
Don't worry, we'll be there. We expect you to score lots of points.
Well, I am taller than every other player, except the captain. I'm not sure how tall the other team will be, though.
I'm sure you'll beat them anyway.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.